I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Today, we tell you about eight winter sport champions with trophies headed to seven different states covering the country, coast to coast. We start with swimming and diving, where all six titles were defended by last year's champion. In Division I, the women Cardinal from Stanford dominated the pool with back-to-back titles, led by 16 All-Americans and 13 event wins, which ties the all-time record. For the D1 men, the Texas Longhorns won a tight points battle over California and Indiana to claim their fourth straight title. Texas head coach Eddie Reese, in his 40th season at the helm, extended his winningest coach moniker margin with his 14th NCAA title. In Division II, the pools were ruled by the men and women from Queens University in Charlotte, as both Royals teams raised the title trophy for the fourth straight time. Following that fourth straight theme, the D3 swim and dive men's hardware went to the Big Red from Denison University in Ohio, easily winning their fourth straight. Bucking that trend, the women's D3 title stayed home with the Emory Eagles from Atlanta for an amazing ninth straight year. More winter title news coming up on This Week in the NCAA. The NCAA women's ice hockey seasons came to an end with two thrilling finishes. The National Collegiate Final matched two Eastern College Athletic Conference rivals in Clarkson and Colgate. The Golden Knights from Clarkson in New York outlasted Colgate for a 2-1 overtime win to repeat as national champions. And in Division III, the Cadets from Norwich University in Vermont knocked off Elmira with a late goal to win the final 2-1 and claim their second ever title. The Cadets finished their season with an impressive 18-game winning streak and a 27-1-3 season. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.